Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shkolem Daf Gimel, Shkolem 3. Back in our mission at the start of the Masechta, we learned that on the 15th day of the month of Adar, in addition to reading the Megillah in the walled cities like Shushan, we also, this is the time where we fix the roads and the streets and the mikvah, the places of the mikvahs of water. And also says our Mishnah, Osin kol tzorchei harabim umetzainin es hakfaros. All the needs of the public are done, and also the graves are marked. So our Gemara today on Daf Gimel discusses what does this mean? We do all the needs of the public, and also what does it mean to mark the graves? So the Gemara brings a brisa which discusses those things that were done. This is discussed in Maseches Moedikatan. There are certain things that the court is able to do, that Tzorchei Rabim court is able to do for the needs of the public, also even on Chol Moed, when we're generally speaking not supposed to do work. It's a positive commandment from the Torah not to do work on Chol Moed. So here is the brisa from Moedikatan, which our Gemara here cites. Eyu hein Tzorchei Rabim. These are those things that the court is supposed to do, that the court is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, and so therefore that's what our Mishnah is talking about, that the 15th day of Adar the court is able to do this. What are these things? They're done in Dine Mamonos, that they make a proclamation that anybody who has a claim for money against their friend can come to the court even during these days, meaning to say even during Chol HaMoed, if you have a claim, you're allowed to come to the court, and the court can't push him away. Other times the court can say that we're too busy, but these days especially the court is supposed to start addressing these claims. V'dinei nefashos, that if a person was liable, Rachmano Litzlan, because they killed somebody, and so they're liable for the death penalty. The court can't say, oh, it's before Pesach, we're too busy to deal with this now. The court is not allowed to push this off at this period. And also, what's another area that the Brisa is referring to? Dine Makos. If somebody is liable for lashes, and a person is supposed to get we give the person the 39 lashes during these days. The court can't say, we're too busy to address this matter. That the court is not allowed to be Ma'anes Adin to make the person and wait for his judgment. He's entitled to a speedy trial and also speedy punishment. During this period, the court redeems if a person had made an erech. What's an erech vow? An erech vow is somebody says, erech yalai, or erech poni yalai. He says, my value is upon me. I'm going to donate my value to the temple, or the value of such and such a person. And then he gives exactly according to the amount that he specifies. So the court redeems these vows during this period, and also redeems general vows. If he says, I'm going to give this amount, or the estimate of what this other general vows are, also redeemed during this period. Umashkenes asota, that a woman who is accused of being adulterous, they investigate her and they establish the law whether or not they need to drink. They need to give her the waters of the sota to drink, and if she refuses to drink it, then she has to go out without a ksuva. And so we see from here that we do the drinking of this water even during this period, even where everybody is busy. V'sorfen es hapara, and also the red heifer, which we know is necessary to bring the Korban Pesach in a state of ritual purity. So this too is done during this time period. That, and also some say that this means that the court was supposed to especially search for the new paraduma during this period, in order to find them because we're going to need it to have spiritual preparation. For orphan egla arufa, that if a person was found, Rachmana Litzlan, if a dead body was found near the city and we don't know who killed him, so the elders of the city go out and they bring an egla, a calf, and they break and they kill it in a wadi that is not yet, either in a wadi or an area that is not yet been used. Virotz in Eved Ivri. So the other aspect which they do, which the court does, is that if there's a person who was a Hebrew slave and he's supposed to go free after 6 years, but if he doesn't want to go free in the seventh year, he wants to stay with his master. He says, I love my master. So then they're supposed to stick a tool through his ear to make a mark on his ear, and then he could stay with his master of Adolil, he serves his master forever. Umitarin esametzora, that if a person was a leper, became Tamei, and so he has to go through a spiritual purification process, that he brings his sacrifices and they put upon him from the blood and the oil. And they remove the min'al, the lock that was on top of the wells of the water. That in the rainy season, where there was a lot of rain, and it was in abundance, then they used to close up the wells, and so therefore they didn't allow the people to draw the water from it because they wanted to fill it up. That's what the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos. But however, now during this period, ve'ein machzirnos, and during the summer, they don't put the water back because we want the water to be in abundance for anybody who wants to drink it. And so therefore during this period they remove the locks from the water so that everybody could able to drink it. So we see from here that this is the essence of Tzarchei Rabim. These are the needs of the community that were done on the 15th of Adar. We see from here, we get a little picture of just the enormous latitude and the responsibilities, the scope of the responsibilities of the court, that it goes everywhere from dealing with people's punishment to dealing with enforcing religious law to just dealing with the social welfare of society. That was the way the rabbis imagined the responsibilities, the scope of responsibilities of the Betin to completely care for the needs of the public.